Hello, this is James McKinney, the creator and host of the Startup Story podcast. This episode is a special episode and a bit of a deviation from our normal founder stories. Today, we're talking about founder's depression. Every wildfire began with a spark. Every superhero has an origin story. And every single startup has a moment that they point to as their beginning. And every founder has a purpose that drove them in the midst of all obstacles. That is the Startup Story. Hello, Startup Story listeners. We got ourselves a special episode today, as it's not really a founder story, but more about a story of a journey founders go through. But before we jump into that, I do want to read a review that was left on iTunes by an NLTD1042. NLTD1042 writes, "Love how James unpacks the story behind the glory and does it all along with us, and then how he brings it back to takeaways. This is proof of how even with the diversity of opportunities, we may have similar challenges that can be made less so by this community." Amazing. And that was 5 stars. So thank you, NLTD1042. I hope that if you do leave a review, you would leave a URL or some way that I can help promote your business and your startup. Just a little mini ad as a way of saying thank you. So again, if you found any value in the Startup Story podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And let's make sure we get a plug for your business so that we can give a little love for you giving us some love. But one of the things that I want to take a break from the founder story for this 1 week, because I came across an article from someone that I have been connected with through live events. Prior to Startup Story, I did live events under the brand of Google Startup Grind. And those live events, similar format with a founder fireside chat. We wouldn't go all the way back to the beginning stories, but we definitely cover their journey to their current startup and what it is they were working on and some of the challenges they had of their current startup. And one of the founders that I had for my live event was Kate Edwards, co-founder of Heartbeat. It is a community engagement platform for not the influencers you would think of, but those influencers that are sitting at about 1,000, 2,000 followers, the real friends and family people that you know that have quite a bit of people that if they were to promote something, you might actually give it a look. So it's a micro influencer, incredible brand, incredible company. You should take a look at that. But she was cited in an article on Inc. And I'll include this article in our show notes, but she was cited in an article that talks about founder's depression. And it caught my eye because as I was reflecting on we've had 32 episodes so far of the Startup Story. And while I was reflecting on those 32 episodes, I was remembering numerous founders that would talk about anxiety or such significant self-doubt that it impacted the way they related to their family members. And that's part of the entrepreneurial journey. But this article struck a chord because I've been realizing that in our founder stories, some may have been battling founder depression, but it wasn't given a name like this article so greatly points out. And just for appropriate credit, Wanda Thibodeau was the author of this article on Inc. And again, I'll have a link in our show notes so you can access it. But one of the things that it brings up is it talks about the difference between the normal depression that we know and founder's depression. And it lays out how normal depression, and again, all transparency, I don't suffer from depression. Having read this, I can definitely see some moments in my entrepreneurial journey where I definitely battled founder's depression, but didn't have a name for it. And I think that's the case for a lot of founders. They just don't have a name for it. And one of the things that this article speaks to, that Wanda speaks to, is she interviews psychiatrist Dr. Jahandri Sundarji. He talks about some of the differences being that the normal depressed, they feel like they've lost all hope. Yet for founders' depression, they still feel like the world's against them, but they just keep moving forward on it. Whereas those who suffer normal depression tend to not have that forward momentum, that forward movement. But the weight of the hopelessness is still there. Those who suffer founder's depression, really poor work-life balance. They're working weekends and holidays. They start cutting aside some of the outside interests that they have in their life. Fewer outside relationships. Your time with friends is cutting apart. If you have kids and you are a founder, some of the ways that founder's depression may manifest is just less interest in being part of the activities that your kids are doing because you have something that you may perceive as more valuable. If you are part of a church, you may pull back on some of the areas that you contribute in the church or in any of the activities that you do have, but you begin to just isolate yourself and your world just becomes very, very small, and it becomes really 100% about what it is that you're working on. And, you know, a lot of people call that hustle, and they call that heart, and they call that passion, and all of those things may very well be true. But you have to be able to identify what it is and what it isn't. And I can tell you from personal experience, and in a future episode, I'll share my entire entrepreneurial journey. But there are times in my life where I can see that it probably was founder's depression, and I just didn't have a name for it. For the founders that are out there, some of the things that you may be experiencing where you're wrapping your identity into your business. And as you have the friends and family that are telling you you're crazy for leaving your 9-to-5 and doing it, you begin to start thinking that maybe you are crazy. You have investors that are pressing you. You have people, shareholders that are disappointed in performance. You have challenges with your development team. If it's a technology startup, you have problems with trying to find the right market fit. You have challenges of trying to figure out how do you get that cost per acquisition down. And you have all these things because you are climbing up a hill that is so incredibly steep, and you're carrying such a huge burden that it can become incredibly overwhelming. And we tend to isolate ourselves and not talk about these things. And it's in those moments when we're not discussing these and we're not finding community with people, it's in those moments that we carry this burden alone. And one of the things that we've talked about time and time again with many, many founders is the people that poured into them. And so as you're thinking through your journey and what you're going through right now, I'm speaking specifically to entrepreneurs and people that are in the mix right now. As you're thinking about where it is that you sit, where it is that you're having this weight on you, and where it is that you're looking at your relationships and your external involvement, if you are seeing in that reflection that, man, you really have isolated yourself, you really have cut yourself off from the outside world, you have created less opportunities for even just physical activity, you know, whether it be kickball that you're with your buddies or just general walking around the neighborhood with friends to just chat and share what's going on. That community matters, right? Even like these masterminds you hear about where you're with people that are like-minded. The Zuckerberg Institute that we had on a couple weeks ago with Michael Littig, being with people and walking with people that you can share what it is that's going on is so incredibly encouraging. We were not meant to journey alone. We were meant to be with people. So I would just challenge you that founder's depression is a name that you want to have in your vocabulary to identify what it is you're going through. And I would encourage you to begin to see and become aware of the areas you might be isolating yourself. For those who are working a 9-to-5 and contemplating entrepreneurship, I too want you to have this founder's depression tag in your vocabulary, because there is so much excitement that takes place in the kickoff, in the launch, in the pre-work, right? When it's a side hustle and it's not everything, your livelihood isn't dependent on it right away. There's so much excitement and anticipation, but sometimes the moment it becomes your everything, where your livelihood does depend on it now, where you take your first investment, where there's now somebody else to be concerned with than yourself in this, that's when this burden becomes heavier and heavier and heavier. It's in those moments where the isolation can begin to kick in, because we tell ourselves that the more we put into it, the more that will come from it, and therefore I have to do this on my own. And you hear from founders who have done this. And that's part of why I do the startup story, is because I want to tell the stories of people who are farther down the road than all of us, right? Than you listening, than myself, to hear how it is they got there. What were some of the patterns that they had in their life to ensure it? And one of the common threads in all of them is that they have people around them. Like I said, this is a deviation from the normal Startup Story podcast. If you're new to Startup Story, I hope you'll come back. Our founder stories are amazing. We unpack founder journey from the very early days of their upbringing to where it is their current startup is now. But this article was so incredibly compelling, and I think it really gave a name to something that didn't have a name before. So please read the article. Again, there will be a link in the show notes. I hope you'll continue to come back. The founder stories that we share are incredible. They're encouraging. It allows us to see the journey for what it is, not for what the mass media tells us it is, not to hear about the selection bias of just the successful, because those play into the founder depression, because we begin to think that if we're not on that same trajectory, therefore we're a failure, therefore we're doing things wrong. And this is what the startup story is about. It's about peeling away the layers and really telling the story for what it is. And so I hope you'll continue to come back. Please share this episode with your other entrepreneur friends, with your network, share it on LinkedIn, get connected with us, because we want to journey this together. Go back and listen to some of the other founder stories. Some of the ones that are recent ones have been incredible. Michael Littig with Zuckerberg Institute. Yes, the same Zuckerberg that was a part of Facebook, but it was Randi Zuckerberg. She actually started Facebook Live inside of Facebook. She's now a serial entrepreneur, but Michael co-founded it with Randi. Zuckerberg Institute's a great one. Danielle Salinas with Maison de Papillon is an incredible one. Just some amazing stories. Doc Jen Fitt, social media influencer. She was in the early days. Jason McCann, Veridesk, you know, almost a $1 billion company right now. And again, all of these stories have that same thread and the same journey where they were alone, but they kept community around them. And I really think that's the key to success in the entrepreneurial journey, is that community and ensuring that we're not doing it alone. So keep coming back. I just wanted to deviate a little bit in our weekly episodes for this one hot topic. The article was incredibly compelling, worth the read. Link is in the show notes. I can't wait to share more founder stories with you next week. The Startup Story community has been so incredible about sharing our podcast with others, but we have more stories to tell and more people to reach. We too are a startup, and word of mouth is everything. So please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Startup Story, or on Twitter at StartupStory_. If you're on LinkedIn, please search for The Startup Story and follow our company page. LinkedIn is a really powerful way to raise awareness of the show. But the most impactful way you can help us grow our audience is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you listen to the show via Spotify, then please simply share the podcast directly from your Spotify app or wherever you listen to the show. These simple actions can make a huge impact in getting these amazing founder stories out to the masses. And please make sure to tag or mention The Startup Story when you do share, so that we can connect with you and say thank you directly. I'm so incredibly appreciative of the fact that you listen to the show each and every week. And I look forward to sharing these amazing stories with you every Tuesday, with hopes of encouraging and inspiring you to start your story. If you like this podcast and are thinking of creating your own, consider talking to my producer, Danny Osmond. He helps thought leaders, influencers, executives, and authors create, launch, and produce podcasts that grow their business and make a real impact in this world. You can contact him today at emeraldcitypro.com/startupstory.